Everybody knows you never go full retail.
Colossus! You got him! Do we have it? You're kidding me! You're kidding me! Here is your winner and the new WWE Champion, Jinder Mahal!
You went full retail, man. Never go full retail.
Yo! Leave me out the window.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 111 of Suplex City Limits for May 27th, 2017. Higher than Trump's disapproval rating, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by everyone's favorite Canadian,
Justin Trudeau. No, I'm just kidding, I'm Tyler Fudge.
And it's a fucking throwback episode of SCL today, as we're joined by original co-host of the show, Rando Commando.
I'm just here for the barbecue.
There'd be barbecue around here.
I heard there was free food. Where's the catering, man? This sucks.
I mean, I ate it all, but
this green room smells like shit.
And there's cockroaches, and there's stains on the couch. What is
Sorry
this?
About that.
You don't want to know what those stains
no.
are.
No.
We had Tammy Sitch on the show recently. And
oh, man, I gotta go take a shower now.
And we're also joined today by co-owner of Fully Loaded Wrestling and my co-host on Pay-Per-View Take 2, Jared. What's up, buddy?
This is like 3 men and a baby if the baby was a slightly overweight guy who complained about wrestling all the time.
I was like, who's the baby?
I think it's a sequel. Oh, it's me. Clearly, Jim is, Tom. Pat, who's the guy with the mustache? I blew this pick, guys. I already blew it. Tom Selleck. Damn it!
Well, I knew you weren't talking about me when you said slightly overweight, because I'm well past that, so I knew you were talking about somebody else. On today's show, we're going to be talking some WWE Backrash, NXT TakeOver, WCPW Canadian Qualifier, maybe? Some Impact? What else we got? Some New Japan?
I didn't see any New Japan, so if you did.
Yeah, strike it from the
Impact. 4 minutes this week.
I tried to watch. Somebody had like a 12-minute highlight video of this week's episode, and I couldn't even make
12 minutes of highlight in that show. Come on, now.
Oh, that, make it through. It was so bad, so bad.
Well, we'll talk about that too at the tail end. And I think that's about it. You can follow Suplex City Limits on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. We have 4 T-shirt designs available at Pro Wrestling Tees. And you can also donate to the show, if you like us that much, on patreon.com/suplexcitylimits, like Casey, the Wrestling Soup, Ms. Guy, Infamous Chris Savage, and Keith Martin. Also, to new donator, Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz. I threw the Jumpin' in myself.
Shit.
He's jumping now that he heard his name.
Yeah, he
is. Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz. Well, I sent a cool, cool message along with his payment, so cheers to you, good sir. And we might as well just wade into this shit and talk about... We'll start with something good. We'll start with TakeOver, which seemed like a long time ago already.
Yeah, it's literally a fortnight, isn't it?
It's almost like...
It's weird that it was only a week ago, and yet it feels like it was like 3 weeks ago.
There you go. See? Get into the show. What do you overall thought? I thought this is an amazing show. I didn't think it was going to be much coming into it, but it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, there was no match to say, oh, this match sucked, because each match was good in its own right. He just had a couple that stood above the others. But yeah, no, the whole show was pretty good.
Jared, anything?
That fucking Dunn Bates match was probably the best WWE match of the year.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. When we came off of watching last week, some really good New Japan matches in the Super J qualifiers, and I'd put this right up there with all of those, man. This is one of the best matches I've seen in a while.
I agree. Well, it's strange, too, because it's two guys that you're not going to see on WWE television anytime in the near future.
Oh, I don't know. I think Triple H has a soft spot for Pete Dunne. I think he likes him a lot.
I'll say Pete Dunne definitely deserves to be on TV. The guy can't cut a promo yet. He has like in-ring charisma. He's a lot like Nakamura in that way.
Mm.
Which can't cut a promo though.
Yeah, but they'll just make him do it anyway.
Yeah,
I know. Will.
Why did he do that shit? I was wondering that this week, man. Like Nakamura, like, why is this guy always talking? Why is Braun Strowman always talking? It doesn't make any sense, man.
I think Vince likes to embarrass people.
Yeah.
No, I just think they have a. I think they just have a formula and they stick to it, you know.
Yeah.
And you either conform to their formula or you can fuck off back to the, you know, wherever you came from in their mind.
Yeah. Fair enough. But the show opened with Strong defeating Young. I thought it was a really good match, you know, in its own right. Obviously, Strong's awesome in the ring. I don't know how far he can go, though. Like, how far can Roderick Strong go within the WWE system? I just don't...
Well, I think he would really give new life to the cruiserweight. They absolutely need they need a guy like him in there.
Yeah, a they super face something. Kind of guy. They need better writing, dude. 205? Like, this last week, I heard that there was a decent match, so I went and watched Nice, and I don't know, it was a fucking tables match, or a hardcore match, whatever the fuck it was. I kind of... And it was actually good. It's just the writing on that show is awful. And it's like the same five guys every week.
Yeah, they definitely need more guys on that show.
Well, and like, nobody's watching it. It's not even in the top 20 every week for WWE Network views.
No, because it sucks.
Yeah.
Because they spent like months doing where the main storyline was, you know, the whole Alicia Fox thing. Which is just balls.
Alicia Fox.
That's literally all it was. That's the whole thing was just that.
Yeah. And it's fucking silly. So they need to do better writing on that show or come up with some fucking something. But yeah, they also brought out Jim Ross to announce that Dunn and Bate match. Do you feel like that added more to it, like made it better? Because it was fucking awesome here in Jim
Definitely.
Ross coming.
It was.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think he. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he added like a whole other element to it that just. And even though I don't think he really knows who Dunn and Bates are, he still was just awesome, and so was Nigel.
I called their matches on for the UK special, but I don't like the commentary on there because it's not live, and I don't know. I just like I don't like when commentary is done not live.
That is so difficult to do, having done it. After the fact, and it's just impossible to give spontaneity and real emotion into it.
Yeah, it's just weird. So it's not as good, but it was great hearing him on the call, and I think it probably did. The crowd added to it. That match was, I can't even say enough about it. I guess Tuna Meltzer gave it 4 3/4 stars.
Tuna Meltzer.
Yeah. And if it was... And if it was fucking two Japanese guys in Japan, it would have been 5. So
it's possible.
I firmly believe that. I mean, that was not a 5-star match. I thought it was awesome. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I thought it was. I can't think back and see something that I thought was bad.
Yeah. There was a couple spots where Dunn kind of missed his spot or missed his mark that took away the from 5 stars. I mean, to get a 5-star match, you have to be absolutely perfect. There's just a couple spots where Dunn either missed and Bates was still forced to sell, or Dunn kind of dropped Bates.
How old is Dunn?
I have no clue.
Know.
Anyway, he's a young guy.
If you told me he was 19, I'd believe you. And if you told me he was 30, I'd believe you.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he's got acne like a fucking kid, right? But yeah, Bates
without his mustache. Bates without his mustache definitely looks his age.
I can see
he was 19 when he won that belt, and he's 20 now. How is that guy so good for 20? He did that crazy. What is you probably know the official name of that crazy corkscrew fucking off the top rope shit? No,
I would just call it a corkscrew moonsault. I don't know.
Perhaps
he's 23 years old, by the way.
Yeah. So a 20-year-old, a 23-year-old went and did a fucking better match than I've seen on WWE pay per view or TV in how long?
That's because they just let him do it, you know?
Yeah. I would say probably Nakamura and Zayn.
It's better than any match you saw at WrestleMania. Fuck. Jesus. That's crazy to think about. Yeah, Nakamura Zane was like the last really great fucking... Well, he's in NXT, isn't it? Yeah, the women's three-way match, Ruby Riott, Asuka, and Nikki Cross. I thought this was a really good match, too.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the ending was nice as well, how she just fell on both of them kind of deal.
Yeah. You put her over...
Asuka's just so fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh. She broke Goldberg's record.
Yeah.
Did you see that tweet that that Stephanie McMahon sent out about that? How Asuka beat... she's the longest reigning WWE... winning streak. She's classifying Goldberg as a WWE winning streak.
I just don't know. If you're gonna do the, if you're gonna decide to do the winning streak thing and go longer than Goldberg, I don't know. A Japanese woman probably wouldn't be my first fucking option, but whatever. I guess I'd probably build a fucking guy like Braun Strowman to beat everybody for fucking ever. But whatever works, man. But yeah, I really liked all of it, man. And Ruby Riott, as she's now called. I don't know. I just like her as a person from the indies and shit.
Oh, she's the best.
I just want to root for her just as a person, I don't care that she's got a weird sort of punk rock gimmick with a really not good name, but I still root for her. But that remains to be seen too. Somebody, does she... On the main roster, does she get to the main roster? Do they utilize her in a top spot? It's a good question, right?
Who? Which one, Asuka or Ruby?
Oh, Ruby. Asuka, definitely. I'm saying Ruby as far as she's not your typical, she's not a WWE. All the chicks in WWE are they have to be pretty, right? Super pretty. Yeah. I think she is hot anyway, but that's just me. I can't be the only one.
It sounds like Jim is trying to talk himself out of a hole. That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not trying to talk myself out of a hole. I'm just saying she's not their typical prototype for what they like to push, for women, man.
I agree, but you see they're doing a little bit more, with people like Nia Jax and stuff like that, and with they leaked that Viper from the UK is going to be in the women's tournament, and she's a plump lady as well, so.
I don't know who she is. It's good, man. I'm glad to see it, because it's I like seeing, people that don't look like other people, women who look different. It's two blonde fucking tan broads wrestling is just fucking passe at this point.
Well, that's when we get Billy Kay and, what's-her-face, Liv Morgan. So you get Aussie those two cunts together.
I don't like the Aussie cunts at all. I don't think they're fucking worth a shit in the ring. Personally. Cunts.
I'm indifferent to them. It's
We had Rude and a Tommy, which turned out being a better match than I thought it would be.
Tommy, I had no doubts.
I expected more, and it was just kind of eh. Well, he just hasn't impressed me. He's got a cool entrance, but other than that, he just hasn't been that impressive.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, I expected more out of that match, too, man. That's the only two matches I watched was this one and then the main event.
Yeah. It definitely... I'm glad it wasn't last, because it wouldn't have fucking lived up to it.
No.
Nope.
This match would have fell flat on its fucking face if it were last. Yeah, it was good. But Rude is never going to give you you're never going to see a match that's going to be really awesome from him, I don't think. He's just a fucking standard wrestler,
Yeah.
He's just
he would have been great in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
He would have been a top star then.
Yeah, if you're playing a wrestling game and you just made a guy his stats, and then just didn't want to pick your moves and just pick default, that's what you would get.
even he's a template look as well. Black short, short hair, muscular build, tan.
Yep.
He's good though. I think he's story wise and stuff. Everything but the, the having an over the top match, yeah.
The exactly. Real but... fucking meat and potatoes there.
Yeah. Well, and a Tommy, I didn't even know about. What happened to that guy? I mean, now he's been injured a bunch, and But yeah, man, I've yet to, since he signed there, I've yet to be impressed by him. And I don't get it, man. I was like, when they signed Kent, when they're like, they signed fucking Kenta, this is going to be awesome. hasn't been awesome.
Nope.
No, he hasn't.
Which is weird, because like...
Huh? Go for it.
Because like anybody they bring into NXT has been, you know, super impressive. Just for some reason, Tommy just hasn't been able to figure out the American style that they want him to wrestle.
Yeah, he just seems very, yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure the injuries didn't help.
Who else has he had matches against? Did he have a match with Balor?
Yeah.
I mean, that should have been really good, right?
As far as I can remember, that was a long time ago, but as far as I remember,
sure it's not.
It was decent.
That's another guy who I haven't really, you know, I don't know how many Balor matches aren't at my top three NXT matches of all time. You know? You know. I don't get the whole Balor.
He's good. He's not great. You know?
And then your main event, DIY and the Authors of Pain in a ladder match for the tag team titles. This was fucking crazy, man.
I was impressed. Yeah. I didn't think them big bastards could work a match like that well. I was thoroughly impressed with them guys.
Go ahead.
This was definitely the second best ladder match from Saturday. But if you want to see the best ladder match from Saturday, you can watch a future episode of Fully Loaded TV in which the World Heavyweight title was on the line along with the Outlaw title. So
you fucking there. You fucking whore, you. That's well done.
I gotta get my spots in, dude.
I love it. That's good. I like a good, clever fucking placement. But, I mean, there's, you know, the match itself, I don't know. Ellering took a super kick. That was pretty fucking crazy.
Dude, the guy's like, 70-something?
I was like, why are you in the ring? Get out of the ring. No reason to take a bump, especially not him.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Anyway. Dude, when they did the, when Ciampa and Gargano did, like, the double, you know, I don't know, dive off the ladders outside through the tables.
Where both of them ate shit.
Both of them overshot it and ate shit on their fucking necks. Like, that was crazy.
I was honestly surprised Gargano didn't die.
Yep. Dude, the way he fucking hit the ground, I thought he broke his fucking neck.
He did a fucking somersault. Like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Well, he did that whole match with a bum ankle, too, right?
That's Ciampa.
Oh, Ciampa, yeah. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, he's hurt and then hurt more, I guess, from what I understand in the news. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's
he hurt
dumb.
His ankle, and then he hurt his knee during the match.
So they broke these guys up, and it's not going to come to fruition, really.
No,
I mean, how long can you wait? I mean,
the thing about the NXT crowd is, it could be a year from now, and they'll remember it because they're all a bunch of, you know, smart marks down there at Full Show University. So then you have that moment where, like, you say Gargano's hurt, and then Ciampa disappears, but you just wait till Ciampa's ready, and then Gargano has his big return, and then Ciampa comes out of the crowd and attacks him. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, though. Ideally, you'd be getting right into it, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't understand breaking those two guys up. That was a great tag team.
Oh fuck! Don't you remember they had one fuck of a match when it was what was it that tournament?
Yeah, the CWC.
Yeah, Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah,
and I know they built this because you've seen it. We talked about like what a year ago already, probably. Like they've been like planting seeds for the Ciampa turn. So like props on them for doing it. Like I mean, it's been a long time coming, so that's cool. But I just don't get it. Like to me, you put that team on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah, but that's. Yeah. That's WWE, though. Like, they put tag teams together just to eventually split them up. Because Vince just isn't a huge tag team wrestling fan.
Yeah, but, like, when you break up, let's go back to the greatest. I mean, dude, the best tag team breakup is the Rockers breakup, no?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing beats that.
Yeah.
But those guys were done at that point, right? I mean, they'd done a bunch of shit. I guess. Did they ever hold the belt?
They were never champions. No, they were never champions.
Oh.
They came close, but they were never champions.
They had plans for fucking Michaels, you know, to go up the card in singles. This is just going to be these two guys on 205 Live every week in the future. I mean,
yeah.
Didn't the Rockers win the tag team championships in a match that was never aired and it was just forgotten?
Yeah, because the rope broke.
No. That was 1-2-3 Kid and Marty Jannetty.
Nope, that was the Rockers with Michaels and Jannetty against the Hart Foundation, and the rope broke. So they didn't air the match.
Oh,
Okay. But they never actually won.
But they didn't have to. Rockers were, like, over as fuck for years, you know what I'm saying? Didn't really matter. And girls came out to see them. Done.
Dude, yeah. Man, when I was a kid, I fucking loved them. All those colors. God, I used to look at the wrestling magazine, see their t-shirt, just stare at it.
Wow, that's weird.
I know, right? I was a weird kid. I was a really weird kid. So.
And then I'd slowly take my pants off and...
slowly zip her down.
The ship sails into the harbor at full mast.
Fuck. But yeah, it'll never beat that. That's like the best tag team turn ever. Maybe it's because we were kids and shit, but you never saw that coming. It was glorious. But yeah, they faked the logo with on the screen. I thought that was great. Like at the end, yeah, the logo comes up that the show is going to end. Then it happens. It's pretty well done.
That's the second time they've done that.
Yeah.
They did that when Owens powerbombed Zayn.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Who is it down there? Is it his thing? Is it him making NXT good? Really, at the end of the day?
And
Regal?
And the guys he got. You know, him and Adam Pearce. And, you know, I mean, when you have two guys who know what they're doing and just tell the guys to do what they're you know, what they want to do and don't put restrictor plates on them like they do on Raw.
Because
you don't have an entire writing team.
If this is the future of, like, where, you know, WWE goes once fucking Vince kicks the bucket, then that's okay, man. I mean, that's a vast improvement.
It's not, though.
You don't think
it's
so?
It's not going to be that way because Stephanie McMahon's always going to be there. And she needs her writing team so she can feel like she's making actual television because she can't do anything on her own. So she has to pretend she's, you know, writing for an actual TV show as opposed to, you know, fake sports.
Her and Vince are like that. Vince fucking hates wrestling, dude. If he could have, you know, like when they changed their name, if he could have took wrestling out of their name, he fucking would have. Yeah. So it's, they're like, we make movies. It's like, if you consider your show, like, they're the worst written television show. Like, Raw's the worst written television show on TV. I defy Easily. You to find me a show that's on in prime time that's fucking more poorly written or produced or any of that shit. Not happening.
Does it have to be a series? Because did you catch that Dirty Dancing remake?
That was yeah. That was horrible. That was, like, cheesy the nth degree.
Why the fuck were you guys watching that, dude?
I told you, I was a weird kid.
I heard it was so bad, I had to see it for myself.
Yeah, it's awful or what? Is it like a stage production?
No, it's just a made-for-TV movie sort of deal.
Oh, okay.
It was shit.
I guess,
I told you, I was a weird kid.
I don't know. Weird. It's weird. but yeah. And throughout this, too, was great. The fuck you, Ciampa chants, which were pretty awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, good shit, man. I really enjoyed it. And, yeah, the show overall, not really anything that bad on the show. Worst match was Rude's match.
Yep. Yeah, I would say we'll see how good Authors of Pain are now that they don't have Gargano and Ciampa propping them up every week.
Yeah.
So we'll see how good they actually are.
Oh, what other tag teams do we got down there?
Well, you got fucking Heavy Machinery.
Yep.
Like half of
them. Sanity.
Yeah.
Sanity. Yeah, I forgot about them guys.
You've got TM61, but one guy's hurt right now.
Yeah.
Those guys.
They just signed a couple tag teams from Australia, too. So.
That's all the more. Those guys. TM61 are from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a weird like Australian wrestling pipeline to NXT that I did not see coming.
Isn't that weird?
Because I had no idea. I had no idea that Australia was such a hotbed for wrestling.
Yeah, dude. Thanks to who, man? Thanks to fucking Barnett for bringing. Like, really? No. Is that the first exposure really to the American style wrestling in that country?
Who?
Other than like their old shit, like when Barnett promoted in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that wasn't really the first, but he really made it popular. He really put it over there.
Maybe that's where
him and, you know.
It must be hot out there, man, because there's Australian wrestlers fucking everywhere. So,
well, look at all the women that Lance Storm alone recruits. Like, you got to think, crazy. Like, his U-porn thing is just, like, Australian.
It's U-porn. That's his fetish.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, well, we can talk about fucking Backrash.
Backrash.
WWE.
I liked Backrash. I thought for a show that had almost like no heat going into it, there was a lot of solid matches on this card.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you're here to be the counterpoint to me shitting all over this fucking show.
Oh, I can't wait to play devil's advocate in all this. I'm going to ask many weird questions.
Kickoff, was that a kickoff match? Oh, yeah, the Ty Dillinger beats who doesn't really matter.
Didn't watch it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't watch it either. Doesn't matter. I don't know what they're doing. Like, they get these new guys in, and they're like, eh. Like, Ty Dillinger is super over. People are chanting, doing 10 chants, like, during every match on the show. Eh. Let's not do anything with them. Fuck it. Ziggles and Nakamura fucking jerked the curtain. That was kind of interesting.
I got a question.
Yeah?
And this is for everybody, okay? Now, I myself, very fond of Nakamura. But you take what they've done so far with the WWE. Has they given you, past this match, any reason to want to watch Nakamura?
No.
They put him over in this match, but man, they did not make him look strong at all.
No, he looked like a weakling. His first match, he looked like a fucking bum.
He should have went out there, and it should have been pretty. It should have been nothing short of a squash match. You know, not a full squash match, but you know. Ziggler gets his spots and shit in there, but man, I think they dropped the ball on this. And
Jared, go ahead. You got anything counterpoint to that?
Well, you can't really have a squash match, or you can't really make Ziggler look like he's getting squashed because you need him for the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah,
so
that's
the fact
true.
That it was a competitive match makes him look good going into Money in the Bank. Nakamura gets a win, but he looked vulnerable in his first match. You don't want him to just steamroll over guys if he's not going to win Money in the Bank, which he's likely not going to win.
Oh, dude, but see, like, I just thought, like, dude, the first thing in and, for them, like, you could put him with Ziggler, though? Come on, man.
Well, that's kind of the norm when they bring somebody in like that. You know, Ziggles is always the first guy to get ran.
And I thought they'd have a good match. Like, Ziggles sells like a motherfucker. I thought it was okay, but it was just like, meh.
See, now, but well, like this match would have been able to go off great if Nakamura would have at least had one or two matches before it, just to be like, I'm a freight train, you know, like run over somebody else, somebody small on the totem pole, bring in nobody.
No, well, see, I like that his first match was like on Backlash and made it a bigger deal. And it also established that Kinshasa as a move for SmackDown fans that, hey, this match is over as soon as he hits it. The fact that they teased it a couple times and he missed it, and then when he finally hit it, it was over, despite all the offense Ziggler got in. So, and also, who knows what kind of match they put together, and then they get there and then they're told they're on first, so they got to cut some stuff out.
Yeah.
You don't want the first match of the night being the best match of the night that, you know, takes away from every other match. So you got to realize the first match of the night, while it's supposed to be exciting, isn't supposed to take away from the rest of the night. So who knows what they could have done had they been able to go on last or second to last instead of first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's like, you know, you don't go out first and like start busting out fucking, you know, moonsaults and fucking crazy shit. But I don't know, man. I almost feel like I would rather that, man. Like, what if everybody was on the card and was trying to steal the show? Is that would it fuck it? Would it destroy it? I'm not saying chairs or doing like through tables and shit, but like in the ring, do whatever you want, moonsaults and shooting star presses and shit.
Dude, I've seen crowds get exhausted before the main event because you've just put too much in front of them. Yeah. There's an art to it. You got to give them a little bit, but you don't want them too full before, you know, the main course shows up.
Yeah, this match definitely should have went on later on in the night.
Yeah, that's the case. I mean,
well, I thought it was a really solid match. I mean, there was really no complaints, no real mistakes. I thought Ziggler looked good, better than he has in a long time. He actually looked like he cared in this match.
Yeah, aside from the fact that, holy shit, that was a horn. Aside from the fact that they call him the artist, which sucks, and that whole Michael, I'll never let them live down that Michael Jackson shit. Like, dude, that's what we were like. We were always like, they couldn't fuck up Nakamura, dude. Not even WWE can fuck up Nakamura. And then I'm sitting there watching TV and watching Dolph Ziggler talk about how Shinsuke Knox's fucking best friend is a monkey. Like, holy shit, dude.
Well, they haven't really ruined him for the fans, though. He has the third most selling shirt this week.
Yeah.
So, and he's clearly clicked with the audience in a way that another Japanese wrestler hasn't. So
yeah. And to me, though, with it, he's only had one great match since he's been here. He's had good matches, don't get me wrong, but only one great match, and that was his first one in.
Well, now, that's you're underestimating, though, how extremely charismatic Nakamura is. And just every time he's on screen, you want to look at him. Because it's just like, oh, that's Nakamura. You know, so like...
Yeah.
But they're making him talk. This is another thing going kind of into SmackDown and like what they've been doing with the guy. I think he should not say shit. And then when he does, it's one line and it's like, wow, he fucking, you know, it's when he's pissed or, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, having him come out and they just do these awful promos are just... Because he's really bad at it, dude. Like, some of the shit on SmackDown this week after this show... It was just bad from him. I don't know. Just a thought.
When he, that little deal he did with Balor in NXT, where he's just like, and he like make facial expressions and he dragged it out. That to me is the most you should do with Nakamura.
Yeah, I mean, or just like, you know, yeah, one word fucking shit. I mean, he's just, he can't speak English barely. Like, why are you having him come out with a microphone and stand in the middle of the ring and talk? It's stupid. Like, they don't cover any people's weaknesses, man. Like, whatever happened to that? You know, like Heyman, for example, would take everyone's weaknesses and hide them and accentuate the positives, where WWE just, like, does the same thing with every single guy. If you can't talk, you don't get a manager. You just go out, stand out there and talk.
Unless you're Brock Lesnar.
Well, you know, but I just don't understand like why everybody has to have the same template, you know? And if you don't succeed within that fucking bullshit template, then you're fucked, you know?
Well, I don't get it. You look at it this way. WWE's a corporation. You look at music, like popular music, it's all formulaic. It's all made with math anyways. That's what the WWE's become. And it's the same thing. Same.
After this, we had Brizango and the Usos. What did everybody think about this? And like, I didn't think they were going to do a comedy match. It was very.
I thought it was entertaining. Yeah, I thought it was one of the more entertaining things they've done. I don't know. It really made me laugh, and it really made me enjoy a match I didn't expect to enjoy.
My favorite part is when they ripped the dress off of old Breezy and threw it. and it landed on JBL, and it sounded like he legit got pissed, and that was probably my favorite part of the whole match there.
Dude, like Let's Go Grandma chance, man.
Yeah,
like I don't think I ever heard of Let's Go Grandma chant.
The yeah, like first mop in the ring and shit, man. That shit was funny. That was a good time.
The first day is H. What could that mean?
I don't even know what it means originally. First day-ish. What is that?
It means first day shit. They've been down since day one. That's what they're saying.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. So did anybody else...
The black guy translate that for him. I don't know.
He must have.
Because I don't understand anything.
Did anybody else notice the... Perry Saturn tribute with the mop and the dress. Just somebody's loving on Perry Saturn right now.
I must be, right?
Yeah, that's, had to have been. Perry,
I like Perry Saturn. I'll put that motherfucker over.
All right, guys. I got to bounce. I got to get out of here.
All right, man. Okay. Take it easy, buddy.
What's your house Twitter? Is on fire.
Twitter? I have a Twitter yet?
Yeah.
fuck, what is it? LCS Rando, I think. I don't know. I haven't been... holy fuck, I don't even remember.
I give you a spot to plug. I think it's at LCS Randy.
Yeah. Yeah, at LCS Randy. LCS _ Randy. There we go.
Fucking worst plug ever.
I do have a little bit more to say about the whole Jinder thing, but I'll comment on freaking what do you call
it? Send us a voicemail.
Twitter. I'll do that. I'll do the Twitter.
All right,
I gotta get out of here later.
All right, man. Peace. Have a
good one. All right, now that he's gone, we're just gonna sit and talk shit about him, right?
Exactly.
Oh fuck! We had a voicemail before. I think that was supposed to be for him.
Well, we'll just make fun of him.
Yeah, the egg sucking dog.
Yeah, egg sucking.
Dog. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, it was fun at least. And I knew when they came out doing that much comedy, there's no way that they're going to win the belts, you know? But I love their fucking Fashion Files stuff's awesome. I don't know why they showed the same Fashion Files from SmackDown before this match.
Like, yeah, almost like they screwed up.
Do you think so? I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah,
that's like some TNA level stuff. Or they wanted to
reestablish him as the janitor, so when he came out as the janitor,
that could be it.
Get it?
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. Zane and Corbin. Zane defeated Corbin. I was honestly surprised.
Yeah, well, 2 days later, you would see why he defeated Corbin.
I don't even remember.
Baron Corbin very good laid match, that though. Unhellish beating on him in the crowd.
Oh, that was stupid. But yeah, I don't know. It's whatever. I was really surprised that he won, because Corbin's their fucking golden boy for some reason. I don't understand. Can you, Mr. Positive, can you give me a positive spin on that piece of shit or no?
He doesn't have terrible matches. He's new to the business. I mean, he comes from football. He's big, which they like, which fans like. So I don't know. I don't hate on him as much as you guys do. By no means do I think he's someone I would put a world title on anytime soon, but I could see it happening and be okay with it.
He's balding. His fucking torso is sloppy. He has to wear a t-shirt now.
The biggest star in the history of the business was a bald motherfucker. All right? barely had any hair on the sides and in the back.
That was in the mid-80s, dude.
But now, so the hair issue, you could just shave your head, too, as well. That's
yeah. I imagine he's told not to.
Yeah, they had him grow that hair. I just hate the
Austin
guy.
Austin was never in that terrific a shape either. I mean, he still didn't wear a shirt, but he still had a bit of a beer gut going to him, especially towards the end.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's strong. He's getting better on the microphone. I think he's better than Roman Reigns on the mic now. And
oh fuck, man! Come on.
You're talking about top guys. I mean,
most everybody's better than Roman Reigns on the mic. The only person who's not is like fucking Kalisto making good lucha things and shit.
What God's name was that?
That's what he said after Lucha thinks. God damn. Woo!
Oh.
We also then had the SmackDown Clits six-way match, or six-woman tag team match.
This was awful.
Yeah, that was.
Fucking horrendous, man. Natalya taps Lynch for the
finish.
And it
fucking went on forever.
Yeah, I went and smoked and fucking whatever.
Would you believe me if I told you it was only 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
Now, that's not counting the intros, right? But, like, the match itself was 10 minutes from bell to bell. But it felt like an eternity.
Dude, what is with this fucking Charlotte stuff, too? Why would it, like, I'm not a big fan of her. I mean, she's good in the ring and shit. I hate her listening to her, but everyone on the internet was like, oh man, she's a great fucking heel, best women's heel. And then, like, they just, now she's just smiling with the face. I don't get it, man. Why did they do that?
No clue.
She was great as a heel. I don't know what they're doing. So fucking, like, it's just awful. The SmackDown Clits fucking sucks, man.
Did that catch on after the SmackDown Clits?
#SmackDownClits SmackDown Clits. Yeah, I think one or two people used it.
It caught on. Clits.
I think it's good. I like it. Styles and Owens, best match of the night. As you'd expect, I mean. some people had issues with the finish on this, and it's weird. It's like people who are smart on wrestling, sometimes they don't understand when they're being worked, right? Like, that's their reaction is what that finish is supposed to elicit from Mark wrestling fan. It's really funny. So I think that's odd.
I agree.
I thought it was a great finish.
Me
like,
too.
It's a bullshit finish. It's like, yeah, it's supposed to make you feel that way. Like, maybe some people aren't like fully separated in their markdom, I guess. I don't understand.
Kevin Owens is a Canadian claiming to be the face of America. He's got to get the heat somehow. You know what I mean? So,
I love how he walked around his face when he came out of the ramp.
That's good. I like it.
How awesome was that? That was like one of my favorite moments. But yeah, he wins by count out when Styles gets his leg like stuck in the fucking desk hole. Fucking,
that was pretty smart.
I liked it, man. You're gonna continue.
Yeah, I thought it was a unique way to protect both guys.
Yeah, Harper and Rowan, dude.
Boy,
I forgot this match was even on the card.
Yeah,
9 minutes of fuck all.
Yeah, Harper defeats Rowan. Rowan beat him, last week on SmackDown with a thumb to the eye. That pissed me off. Harper wins this, his first singles win since August 2015, which was against Ambrose. August 2015, last singles win, dude.
Jesus.
Wow. That's...
Who else was it recently? Oh, and Alicia Fox got her win over Sasha. It was like her first win since 2015 as well.
Jinder Mahal.
Well,
his win on Raw when he debuted was his first ever win on Raw.
Yeah. I have issues with this whole... I mean, it is. Jinder wins the belt. So let's just talk about this whole Jinder thing, right? I don't get the whole... that he's, you know, he's Indian, and he's always talking about how everyone hates him for how he looks and talks and shit. Nobody hates Indian people. Aside from, like, real hardcore...
Nobody.
Indian people, you know, I have no problem with them at all. So it's just stupid. It's like they want to do a fucking Islamic or Russian heel, but they don't have the balls to do it anymore. And even like with Rusev, they did a little bit with Russia, and then it got hot, and they fucking... He's from Bulgaria. He moved to Bulgaria. You know, so they want to do that shit, but they just don't have the balls for it. So they make this Indian guy the heel. Well, he's not even Indian. He's Canadian. But it doesn't make any sense because no one hates Indians.
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, it was weird. And then the whole, basically, like, everybody on the internet's like, talking about how everyone's upset, but like most posts are actually about how people are upset, not actual people being upset that Jinder won.
Most people were fine with it. I mean, in the crowd here, they were super surprised. You see all these surprised reactions.
Did you see that one kid that was just done with life after seeing this?
Who was so surprised by that? I mean, we talked about it the week before on the show. We're like, yeah, Jinder wins the belt. Of course.
Yeah, it wouldn't have made any sense for Jinder not to win there. No, you don't exactly. Just build up a guy with basically a stable behind him to lose his first title match. We'll see how long he holds on to it, but...
Right, I mean, as a booker, you agree that the booking of this guy to make him into a main event and put the belt on him was probably the most absurd one in the history of wrestling. No?
It's
company anyway.
They did it right if they would have given it more time rather than just hot-shotting it for whatever reason. Like, had you seen him build up with the Bollywood guys or whatever you call them, you know, and he'd done this for like 4 or 5 months and then eventually leading to the title, yeah. But this whole jobber to champion in like a month was weird.
Very weird.
It's been done before in this company anyway. It's fucking nonsense. You just don't do it that way. I mean, he literally went from like getting punked by fucking a football player and getting beer dumped on him and shit. Like, he was the ultimate fucking jobber in WWE right now.
On the grandest stage of them all to make the best of it.
You know, him and Kurt Hawkins? And honestly, I'd say Kurt Hawkins has more upside than this fucking guy.
Yeah, well, look at those delts. Damn, look at that back.
It's vascular. He's so fucking pimpled on his back. His fucking back knee is... His back knee has back knee. I mean, this guy's on steroids.
People keep saying that, but then there's people who show pictures online that even when he was kind of doughy, he still had the back knee. It's probably just something he has.
I don't know, dude. When Ryback fucking says that this guy's on steroids, I'm going to go ahead and believe it. You know?
Yeah, well, Ryback will say anything now to be relevant.
Oh, that guy. I mean, if anyone in the world knows fucking steroids, I'm going to say that guy knows steroids. You know? He's a four more steps.
I would say steroids. I would say Jinder's probably on a diuretic, not a steroid. Probably still banned substance, but I don't think he, you know, to get that cut, it's more of a diuretic than a steroid.
It's like not that I really put much into fucking what anything Ryback says, because I can't stand that guy, but he was talking about his nipples and shit, how you can see it in there, and you can see it in his, like, in his pecs that he's using fucking roids. So,
yeah. Either,
before this, before this, if you Google Jinder Mahal, and it would automatically put the third word steroids in there. Seriously, it literally did. I'm not even joking. That wasn't even a joke.
That's when you know it's over.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously now it's about all these different things about him winning the belt and shit. But yeah, I thought it was great too. You know, with the Singh brothers, not even J&J Security were safe from having the job shipped to India, man. You know, which one lives in the
house? Randy's reaction to almost killing one of them is made for the best GIF/memes in wrestling in a long time, though.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
He fucking drops that guy in his head, and the wiener wins, and then he notices the camera's right there. Yeah. Kind of turns it into a snarl or something.
Yeah, he grabs his arm like he's in pain.
Yeah.
Like, that guy up like crazy, man.
It was the face that he would, if he was wearing a t-shirt, he would have hauled on the collar and just been like, sheesh.
Mm. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Those the Singh brothers, I mean, they're basically just J&J Security, but
yeah,
there's it's a really good spot though to have two little guys to, you know, they can take all kinds of bumps, they can get their asses kicked, you know, it's good shit. So
agreed.
Yeah, that was you know who they,
yeah,
should
they kept
to
trying to hide his back with the camera.
I would say, and if it was me, I'd bring in Khali to be his bodyguard.
Oh, God.
Big motherfucker. I'm not saying he has matches. I'm saying he plays the bodyguard role.
That's almost animal cruelty, though. Then you got this guy having to fucking travel the United States in airplanes. Just hating life.
Yeah, you didn't hear. They took Khali back to the fucking jungle where they found him and set him free.
He met up with Mowgli, and they're just having a great grand old time.
He was out in the woods.
Get out of here, boy. Get out of here. No, don't say anything. Just go, buddy.
It was like the end of Harry and the Hendersons, man.
Yeah.
You know, Vince took him out there in the woods, and he'd just slap him in the face so that he would leave.
Jesus, dude. Spoiler alert for that movie.
Jesus.
Spoiler. I haven't seen fucking Harry the Hendersons yet.
I'm waiting for the fucking Blu-ray, bro.
So they were laying in bed, Mrs. Vicious, like, he's like, tell me a story. So I start, like, slowly and bringing this my story that I'm telling her that I lived. It ended up being the plot to Harry and the Hendersons. Like, we hit him with a car and we took him home. Fucking eventually he's like, that's Harry the Hendersons. Like, oh, that's... sorry.
So night. It is.
So it is.
You mean they made my life into a movie?
Does mom know?
I know that this, all of this stuff with Jinder and the things has to be great for business down at the Washa Raja car wash. They're running specials right now. You can get your car cleaned, and then you can also get your picture with the belt.
Shit, how much is that?
Charaja Car Wash.
Nah.
Actually brought to you in part by the Washer Raja Car Wash.
Are they sponsors it's like now?
It's like a regular car wash, but on steroids. Fuck. So, there's that backrash.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I read a tweet that they were surprised that Jinder went over clean. Did I miss something?
Because
this wasn't really him going over clean, because
nope.
He had the two brothers. Just
No, people don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are idiots.
I just mean, yeah, like, how else was he going to win the title?
Exactly.
Like, he had the brothers helping him.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
A lot of people think they know about wrestling, but don't know shit. Let's see here. What do you want to get into? How long are you with us here? Are you hanging out for a while or what?
I'm hanging out till I'm not hanging out.
Should we play a game? Have we ever played a game with you on the show?
Yeah, we played that guess the song thing, and I got like 1 out of 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Do that? Let's fucking want to play some fucking guess the song action or what?
I'm down for whatever.
Oh God, I'm shitting the bed here right now. Just so you know. In case you didn't know, you know what I mean?
I'm super excited to be here, guys. I'm super excited to be here. I'm going to win.
And so who are you playing for this week, Jarrett?
He's playing for charity? So Richie's playing for charity or what?
Yeah. I'm playing for the, I don't know. Just I'm taking the money.
Now, it says here, you own a wrestling company?
Yeah.
All right. Enough of this. What are the categories for this week?
We've got ECW. We've got WCW. And Attitude Era Jobbers-esque. No, sorry, just Attitude Era. Just Attitude Era.
I'm going to have to go with ECW, Fudge. I'm really excited to be here.
Okay. I'm glad to hear you're enthusiastic, son.
Let's hear the first song.
I'll take ECW song for 200.
What is... No.
Hit it! Na 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 na
New Jack's music?
No.
He's not serious.
I didn't know who it was. I'm like, what's the most ridiculous person I could think of?
I don't even know who came out to that song, man.
Public Enemy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... yeah, the guest gets a shot at it, and if they're not right, then I get a shot at it. Victory.
Is it Public Enemy? Yes.
Let's hear the second song. Fuck.
I have no clue. Balls, Mahoney.
No. It's not Balls Mahoney. It's, man, that's a Kiss song. War Machine is the song. Who came out to War Machine? Maybe who is the other guy? Not Balls Mahoney, but the other guy, Ian Rotten. Let's go, Ian Rotten. Fuck.
Do you have a shot in the dark there, sir?
No.
I don't know.
Taz.
Wait, Taz?
Yes.
Yes. 2 for 2. Suck it.
Nailed it. First try. Taz, why the fuck didn't I know that? I suck at this game sometimes.
All right, I'll take ECW for 1,000.
Drumming.
The Eliminators.
I've heard enough.
He's heard enough.
I don't know. I really don't know. Let me see. You said Eliminators. I don't know.
Think more of ECW 2000.
Oh,
just incredible.
No.
No.
He came out to Prong, Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck. I have no idea.
Rhino.
Is it Rhino? Yes!
Jared, you have went 3 for 3.
You're like the Ken Jennings of this game.
I'm unstoppable.
Unfucking stoppable. Oh, man. All right. Is there... We talk about some news. I guess we'll do a couple news stories. We're already pretty deep in this show.
We are. Okay. So where do you want to start with the news there, Jim? With the music, maybe?
Yeah, my intro.
This week in the news, Ed Norton makes an ass of himself. A Batista bomb kills an infant. And WWE cancels shows. Over to you, Jim.
Listen more right now on the
on Channel SCL.
There you go. Yeah, NXT canceled the Manchester Arena event.
Over the bombings, of course, that happened. Or no, yeah, it was a bombing.
Yeah, the bombing happened at the arena they were supposed to have their show at.
Oh, was it the same arena? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, yeah, my guess is it wasn't their choice to cancel it.
Well, no, and that's the crazy fucking doing. So, yeah, so that's canceled. I guess, I don't know, there's no alternate venue available, something like that. Sean Waltman, his drug case was dropped over insufficient evidence. I guess I'll have to stand corrected here, because I was like, fucking no way possible.
Well, I mean, it is.
Anybody X-Pac. That had X-Pac not going to jail is a liar.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
thought that dude was guilty. Like, exactly. That was like the least shocking news story of the year was X-Pac being arrested, and the most shocking being that he was actually innocent.
Yeah. The guy even went on to do a lie detector test on a show before the news came out to just try to prove that he didn't do it. But
that's absurd. That's absurd. Did he do a lie detector on his own show?
No, I don't know if it was his own show, but I know I read it was, I don't know, some internet show.
He's a super cool, chill dude, though, so I'm glad he's not going to jail.
I've never met him, but thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. What else you got in the news? I didn't really have a lot of news stories.
ROH
week.
Announced that they were going over to the UK for the first time and doing their War of the Worlds tour. That includes wrestlers from CMLL, Rev Pro, New Japan, and ROH.
That's going to be fucking huge business for them.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
I wonder what kind of rooms they're going to run over there. They could probably run big-ass rooms.
Probably. I mean, you could probably do... I don't know. They wouldn't be able to do, like, Hydro stuff, but... I mean, right. you could fill up those halls that they all run very easily.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to do big business over there. Fucking, they love wrestling in the UK. We have a lot of listeners over there and shit, so... And definitely are into that. I don't know. I heard Lita was going to be on the commentary team for that women's tournament.
Oh,
I heard it was Renee Young.
I heard both. Renee Young would be good. Well. Lita would be awful. She got kicked off those panels from the pre-show because she sucks so much.
Was it because she sucks so much or because she sucks so much?
It was because she sucks so much.
You'd think I'd learn to get that sample, but I just don't.
We don't, but we have all kinds of other fucking absurd ones.
I don't have any drums, though, so.
Well, there you go. And if you're a toy nerd out there, which like I am, a WWE toy nerd, they announced some new Funko Pop figures, if you're into those. Chris Jericho, Ted DiBiase, Iron Sheik, Sasha Banks, Enzo and Cass. And Bailey pop figures coming out.
Well, yeah. Is there two DiBiases, a black and a white one?
Yeah, one is like a chase figure. So it's like randomly in boxes, you know, for them. Like you'll be able to see it, but I don't know. You'd have to fucking run around in Walmarts and shit to try to find one.
Oh.
Basically, what happens is. The second they put those out, asshole fucking flippers go and buy them all and then sell them online for way more because they're cunts. So, just forget about getting white DiBiase unless you want to spend, like, way more than a plastic fucking wrestling toy is worth.
Fair enough.
You got any other news stories? I don't know shit.
Ed Northholm from Anthem. He released pieces of Matt Hardy's contract.
Yeah.
He released a whole email log of them talking, and then that unleashed Rebby Hardy to turn into her spirit animal, Shaniqua, on Twitter.
I like Rebby Hardy, dude. She's ride or die as shit, man.
Great, great term, dude. Ride or die. Because that's what it sounds like.
Fuck yeah, dude. That guy's a douche, man. He was on... He had an interview with John Pollock on a recent episode of The Law. And it's like, what an idiot, dude. Everyone who listens to that fucking hates that guy now. You know what I'm saying? He's just a cunt. You can just feel it. Like, he's like, well, I'm not a wrestling person. Then shut the fuck up about wrestling, dude. I don't know. Don't like the guy. And their whole thing of trying to hold on to the broken thing is just stupid. Like, you're going to get nothing out of it, dude.
Yeah, but now, mind you, the WWE wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? So why would they do something for the WWE if the WWE would never do it for them?
Well, last time they did that, they traded Ric Flair for Christian. They did.
I know.
That's part of the deal. They got to have Flair for the Hall of Fame and all that bullshit, and then they got to have fucking...
Christian for the Hall of Fame.
Obviously, they wouldn't have gotten fucking Cena. But yeah, they picked fucking... They picked him. What the fuck? Yeah.
Jared, anything? You were going to say something before I talked about the Impact stuff.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, there's news. There's a new FLW Heavyweight Champion and a new FLW Outlaw Champion. You can go on our Facebook page and check that out. It's big news, you know. That Outlaw title had been around Christian Rose for over 450 days, so...
It's hell big yeah. News,
you know?
That is a long time. Yeah, man, everybody should check out the Fully Loaded Wrestling weekly YouTube show. It's fucking awesome. And if you're in this part of the world, definitely go to the events. I haven't went to one yet, but, you know. You don't come to my city.
Hey, find me a venue.
Yeah. I'm just going to come up there one of these fucking weekends. You're not going to know when it happens either. I'm just going to show up.
All of a sudden, you just hear a lot of cursing from the crowd.
You just hear somebody in the fucking, like, off the distance coming in a doorway somewhere going, this fucking bullshit. Oh, Jim's here.
Bunch of fucking march, little shits.
Fucking why not bullshit. Why not? Why not? I'll tell you why not. Fucking why not, bro. yeah. All right, that's about it then. There's no other news.
No, it really isn't.
What else we don't talk about, man? We can talk about, I don't even want to talk about Raw and SmackDown, to be honest with you.
Raw had 10 matches. Raw had WrestleMania style, or not style, amount of matches.
10. Yeah? Was it really? That's a lot for them.
It is. And, okay, so let's go. The end of it was 5 straight matches. Nothing in between. Just 5 straight matches. That is unheard of. That there should tell you there that the WWE has no idea where they're going right now. Not a clue.
I mean, it opens with Wyatt, and you know, it's like, I like that character. I like Wyatt. But dude, they've destroyed him. He's lost so many times. It's just like, doesn't mean anything. Whatever he says doesn't mean shit, you know?
It's true. It's true. Well, it means shit because you don't know what he means.
Yeah, of course, Roman Reigns comes out. And so I was still talking about Braun being gone for 6 months, although it's only going to be 8 weeks. So he's going to be doing a surprise return at some point.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, these matches, you think there's anything? Reigns and Wyatt? I don't know.
I didn't really see anything that was really stand out in the match-wise. You know, like you look at it, you see Finn Balor and Karl Anderson. It's like, oh, you know, they can make a good story out of this. Nope, they can't. They'll just offhand mention that they were buddies.
Yeah.
But Elias Samson did come out and sing number one song in Serbia, Make My Ears Bleed, You Dirty Cunt.
Sheamus and Matt Hardy and Michael Cole says, the winner picks the stip. How much do you think he got yelled at for saying stip? Seriously.
God damn it.
Yeah, I bet they did.
You know he got yelled at by McMahon for that shit.
Guaranteed. I'm surprised they didn't pull like that time and he went out and canceled the Rhino Tajiri match because it sucked so bad. Just fucking.
Oh, man. Eagle sets up Rollins and Reigns versus Joe and Wyatt. That's supposed to be here. Not Joe and Wyatt. Owens and Wyatt?
Owens on SmackDown, my friend.
Oh, no. Joe and
Wyatt.
You're
talking about like the tag team match that they had in main event? Bray Wyatt and Samoa Joe against Reigns and Rollins?
Oh, my notes were correct. It's so, like, Rob doesn't stick with me at all. I look at these notes, and it's like I'm reading about something I didn't watch, you know? Even though I did watch it, it's fucked. Yeah, Drifter and Ambrose in a match that nobody wanted.
Nope, I didn't care.
Ambrose just has no heat behind him.
No.
No.
And yet, he has like the second or third highest selling shirt in the company. So I don't know.
No, they love him, dude. Well, yeah. I don't know why, right?
Dwight Yoakam, man. I'm telling you, Dwight fucking Yoakam.
It's just weird that, like, women think that dude is attractive. I don't get it.
Yeah, so, like, the top five shirts for men, top five shirts for women, and top five shirts for kids, and Ambrose is, like, number two with women and number five with dudes. I'm like, what? I gotta mind the guy, but I don't get it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Although Reigns wasn't top five for the first time in, like, the entire month of May so far. He hasn't been in the top five, which is the first time since he left the Shield. So that's a good sign.
That's good. Oh. Tozawa squashed his Daivari. And, like, it was so weird, dude. So they go to Kendrick watching the TV in the back, which I don't like when they do that anyway. And then they go to, like, Kendrick is just talking to us in front of the TV with the match going on. It was so fucked up. We watched, like, most of this match on a TV behind fucking Kendrick while he was talking. So stupid. I don't know. Lia Samson sang a song.
Yeah. Goldust. Big Time Ambrose. Goldust. Goldust had a
Where was that? Show. Yeah. Miz interferes, attacks Samson. Samson beats Ambrose. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know much about this, man. Let's just keep moving through all this bullshit.
You want to go? Yeah. Where are we going?
And I guess that Paul Heyman did come out and do a promo, which, you know. Dude, is this me or is Paul Heyman fatter every single time you see him?
Probably. Seriously.
He's noticeably fatter every time you see him.
He gets a little greasier, like more of a glisten on his skin, that's for sure.
He gets in the ring with Balor, and like if someone was like, straight up, who's wins in a fight between these two, you'd be like, well, give me the big guy, man.
One swift kick in the balls, man, can solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, Sasha Banks and Fox with Dar. It's so funny that, like, Noam Dar, that's what he's doing now. He just, like, goes around and manages while this chick fucking wrestles. Pretty sweet deal.
You mean while she just does a Northern Light suplex? That's been all she does.
Yeah, nice one. Banks is fucking dead. They've killed her off pretty well. What else do we have on this show?
We had Kalisto.
Meanwhile, far away in the void of charisma, Paulo and Kalisto together. Oh my god. Oh yeah, can we just get like the two least charismatic shitty talkers together for this segment? Great.
Done.
Kalisto accuses him of attacking Enzo. So I don't know.
Did you notice? I didn't see it myself, but I heard a couple people talking about it. How somewhere in that whole deal, you can see the revival running off screen.
Yeah, I think that they're like hanging around somewhere in there.
Yeah, so that could be it.
Is he back? Are they going to be back soon or what?
I don't know if it's soon, but I mean, you can easily do a little angle right there, just something to throw back to.
I don't know whatever happened to keeping guys on TV even if they're injured. Yeah. They used to do that with certain guys. Like Austin, when he was like the hottest he became was when he broke his damn neck, but still came out every week and stunned everybody.
Yeah,
and rode TV around and shit.
Yeah, like fucking Braun Strowman should be on TV every week. I don't care if he only has one arm. He could throw Kalisto around with one arm.
Imagine what he can do with the Singh brothers. God damn.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I fear that we're gonna get like the ripoff of the old Tommy Dreamer fucking deal with this Bayley and Bliss thing. Oh god! I swear I will throw my TV off the stand if they try to rip that shit off.
they're already showing the pictures of her bruised back, so
yeah,
they could be. They, I think so.
Okay.
You got a roll or what?
Oh no, my kid just asked me something.
Oh, or...
life of kids.
Yeah, Kalisto defeated by Apollo Crews. Yes, I just kind of dawned on me that Crews has got inherited like a slightly modified version of the Darren Young Bob Backlund deal. Right? I mean, it's pretty similar, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
But you've got the whole branding into it now, so it's different, right? So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. What the fuck?
It's just Abraham Washington's gimmick, right? Is that what he's doing now?
I mean, he's kind of trying to rip off Famous B, but he's not near as awesome as Famous B is.
Yeah.
4-2-3, get fame! Aries took on alternate costume Neville. You know, it's like you hit the B button before you pick him to switch the alternate costume.
It's Tony awesome. Nice. It's so nice. True.
Man, the other day, someone posted a picture online that made it look like the Cruiserweight title was black instead of purple. And it just made me realize how much cooler that belt would look if it was black instead of purple. How much more seriously I take it. And it's stupid that a color should like do that. But goddamn, he purple seems so much lamer carrying around a purple fucking belt.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, dude. Where'd you get that indie women's belt at?
Yeah.
Yeah, regular Neville.
No, Shimmer let you borrow theirs for the weekend.
So basically what this was, it looked like a tag style fighting game where the other person picked like two Nevilles, you know? Yeah, like one Neville outside, then alternate costume Neville in the ring.
This is exactly what it was like. It's WCW Thunder.
Yeah. 5 Me to Fuck Me. James. That also got a hashtag on Twitter. Some people were hashtagging 5 Feet to Fuck Me.
Good, because that's like one of my favorite things. I love it.
Props to them. Yeah, I mean, really nothing. No, Rollins' music played the main event. That was pretty funny. They quickly switched it to Joe so Joe can come out.
Did you also see with Rollins' screen, the Titantron played a little clip of Hulk Hogan's Titantron?
The fuck are they doing back there, dude?
I think that's living proof that Hogan's back soon. Why the fuck would they have that on cue? If it's not, you know what I mean? Like, why would you carry around Hulk Hogan's Titantron if he's not going to be there at some point in time?
I like this idea that they're carrying it around. It's just a giant, it's just a computer. It's not like,
they have to, like, load it in the truck.
It's a pile on a computer.
Floppy disk, guys. Come on, floppy disk. I'm in Canada here. Come on, guys.
I don't know. Maybe he was on the edge of the racist section, so Hogan was in the racist section, and then Rollins
is under it.
Rollins' music is there because he used to date a Nazi, so...
small dick section.
Yeah. That was weird at the end of this. Angle and Balor. He calls him Baylor.
Baylor.
Yeah. Finn Baylor. they're like acting back and forth so bad. It's so bad, dude. Like those two just like talking. Balor, I didn't even shit on him properly. Earlier in this, when he comes out for the promo, oh, dude, when he was interrupted by Heyman. It's just, he's not cool. He's not scary. I just don't get the fucking Balor thing, man. Like, the dude is far too. And then he, like, to have him get on the mic, no less, and just, like, be this weird, goofy guy with an Irish accent, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Das Wonder Twink. They should tag him up with a new... I never really paid attention to the guy. I've always heard his name, but I never watched it really, other than clips. I watched the Speedball Mike Bailey match. Those two could be like a fucking... Those two should be on a tag team together, man. They can just like...
Yeah, Mike Bailey can't wrestle in America because of visa issues.
Well, he can't wrestle in America?
Yeah, Speedball Mike Bailey hasn't been in America for like over a year because of visa issues.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah,
he's like... I don't even think he can come back for a couple of years.
Why? What's going on?
I don't know. I just know he had visa issues, and they said he can't come back for a while.
Can he go to England and shit or no?
I have no clue. I just know he hasn't been in America.
Obviously, he can because he won that qualifier to go. So
It's just not allowed in America. I don't know how that dude is really good in the ring, but like, what is his deal? I mean, if we talk more about him when we get to that WCPW shit, I guess, but like, what is with this fucking guy? That's what I honestly said, like, out loud. Like, he's talking before the match. I'm like, what the fuck is with this dude? The weirdo. It's a fucking weirdo. But yeah, they set up some matches for next week and whatever.
SmackDown.
Oh, God. It was funny. It opened with headlines from papers and shit, right? And magazines. And, like, all most of those articles are about how absurd it was that they did this, you know? And how far the WWE has sank. It's not like, oh, fucking, you know. It's so funny that they use the headlines when really those stories are like, look how fucking piss poor WWE is right now. Their ratings are in the dumper, and they fucking took a guy from the biggest jobber in the company to champion. Although, dude, is this true? I heard they got like a ton of new signups for the network. Is that true? Like million or something?
Yeah, 1.2 million new subscribers.
That's crazy.
New ones.
But
because of India.
But now, okay, so also look at this. Over in India, you really have no encouragement to sign up for the network because NXT is on TV, Main Event is on TV, every pay-per-view is also free on TV.
In India?
In India, on Channel 10, it's called.
Why?
That's just the way it runs. That's just the way it goes over there.
I don't get it.
Doesn't over the isn't it over in the UK, too? So. Their pay-per-views are on Sky Sports, or they used to be?
I don't know anything about that.
I don't know.
That would be news to me. But, I mean, I guess so. But at this point, it's like everything is like a marketing decision. It's like not even right. There's not writing or creating. They're just like, it's like a marketing company. It's very weird. They tour over there in September.
So therefore, Jinder has it till then.
Oh, yeah. You know he does. You know he does. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, is there anything on this show that you even care to talk about, really? They set up the five guys who will be in the Money in the Bank, I guess.
Well,
and then they bring out six. So,
well, then we had seven people in the ring with one with seven mics, and this is what it sounded like.
That's like a fever dream, dude. Well, that's an actual clip from SmackDown. So,
well, that's seven clips overlaid onto people. But yeah.
Dude. I saw a post that someone had linked to, where someone had predicted Jinder Mahal was going to win the WWE title at Backlash. Like, they put it up on Friday because WWE had put out an open casting call for Indian style dancers for SmackDown that Tuesday.
Of course I do.
Oh my god. Like, oh, come on. Well, my only question is, who the fuck is so bored that they're going through casting calls to see what WWE is doing next? Or do you think the guy just stumbled across it? Like, what a weird cross section if that guy's like on Craigslist. And he's like, oh, Indian dancers. Oh shit, I'm also a wrestling fan.
Well, it's just like that shit with you know, we talked about the Gargano Ciampa thing before it happened because some bitch spoiled it and said she was working on, you know, music for Gargano. She tweeted it out, so.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, they don't try very hard anymore. You know, it's like how they'll announce, like, who's wrestling at shows coming up. You know, like, oh, champion, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, I guess he's not going to lose the belt this weekend. Okay.
They've always done that, and then once in a while they'll just like throw you off by putting a fake one on there.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. So this
they set up money for SmackDown.
Money in the Bank. Why are the guys who lost in there? I don't know. Like Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler just lost matches yesterday. Well, 2 days before this, and
because they only have like 11 people. Who the fuck is going to put in that match?
I know, but from a book, like, from a, you know, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why are these guys, so they get a shot at the belt? and they just lost matches. It's fucking stupid.
Well, and then Owens also made Shane look like an idiot. You know what I mean? Like, why would you put your general manager or whatever the fuck he is in that position to look stupid?
I don't know. I thought Corbin was awful on the mic here. Nakamura on the mic, just like, you know, talking about he's going to fucking win Yen in the Bank or some shit. I don't fucking know what
that would do. It took like 5 seconds for me to clue into what Nakamura actually said at the beginning.
It's like, could we get any more people with microphones in this ring, please?
Baron Corbin's broke.
Dude. Oh, yeah, they had mic problems all night on this show. That was good. The SmackDown Clits had a segment. They stayed during commercial on some parts of this show. I hear. I don't know about Canada.
No.
Not in Canada. But here, you get the sound of the commercial, and then like WWE would be up in the corner. And it was weird. It was like, I didn't want to fast forward, but I'm like, fuck this. I'm fast forwarding this. I'm not going to sit through these commercials and make SmackDown even longer. Because nothing happens during that commercial break. You know what I'm saying?
Headlocks.
Yeah, headlocks. Corbin Zayn rematch. Zayn wins in a minute on a fluke, and Corbin beats him down. They stretcher him out. So it was really crazy. 1 minute I beat him, and the next minute he's hitting me in the head.
Then I don't remember anything else.
The next thing I know, I'm on a stretcher.
Shane! Shane!
Now, they are backstage with Nakamura and Styles. Nakamura's talking again. Like, why? Just, he can't. They won't let him stop talking. Fashion Files. Then they had Fandango versus an Uso. So, like, each one had a one-on-one match against an Uso.
That lasted 20 seconds each.
I thought they were fucking stupid. I thought that whole thing was stupid.
Yeah.
Fucking Breezango is awesome. I don't know why they don't do more with him, you know?
That's where they set this up, I guess, anyway. That's later on. Maybe the Jinder Celebration? I don't know. He comes out, and his voice is cracking. He's coughing. He can't talk. He sucks on the mic, dude. It's not like this guy's like, oh, he's... You know, it's not like you'd be like, well, he's not great in ring, but he's good on the mic, or he's over, or he's anything. Because he's none of those things.
Nope. No. We're living in a weird age when it comes to the WWE and what they're doing. It's really odd and puzzling. Yeah.
Well, we're living through 94 to 96 again.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, see,
you know,
I didn't live through that. I was too young to remember that, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like 94 to 96. They're just trying to find somebody that'll click with the audience. And until they get a Stone Cold Steve Austin again, it's just maybe they don't want one. Who knows?
Yeah. This celebration wasn't all that over the top either, because I went to an Indian restaurant on my birthday and I got like the same treatment. So it really wasn't that much, dude. They also had Lana vignette still coming back as the new Emma. Ugh. Lana becomes Emelina.
Now watch her revert back to Lana.
Yeah. They set up they did do a tag title match directly after the Breezango wins their matches. Did you notice that the Uso, he tagged in from the floor, dude? You can't tag in from the floor. The ref's like, yep, good to go. I just thought that was stupid. I
didn't even notice that.
Yeah, he was outside standing on the floor and tagged him. Like, you gotta stand up there and you gotta be holding the tag rope, man.
The ref doesn't care. He's just like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, look, if the writers don't give enough shits to write a good product, why the fuck do I gotta give a shit?
I mean, granted, this is, the least of their fucking problems on these shows. next week is a fatal five-way for the winner to take on Naomi at Money in the Bank. Although I keep hearing rumors they're going to do a Women's Money in the Bank match. I think they should.
See, I got one problem with that. Somebody would die.
Yeah.
I really think Charlotte would kill herself. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She would do some kind of weird flippy flip and die.
Yeah, she's going to go moonsault off the ladder to the outside. It's coming.
Yeah.
That bitch is crazy.
Is this like with Royal Rumble where people over it when I suggested that there should have been a 20 women battle royal and a 20 cruiserweight Royal Rumble? I almost feel that way about Money in the Bank, but I guess cruiserweights are a Monday brand.
Yeah, it's a bummer that this is SmackDown only.
Yeah,
because with those guys in the match, what other match do you have for that pay per view?
Well, it's like the Raw side with the Extreme Rules that they got a 5-way going on there too. It's like, what else do you do on the Raw side?
They're gonna have a bunch of tags.
Raw also Raw also has a much deeper roster.
They do. Yeah. You're right about that, but it's still slim pickings.
Especially, you're right, if they're going to do 5 all-outs next week, yeah. I don't know, you're probably going to get a bunch. They got a bunch of tag teams. Oh, God, this Dusty Ascension off.
Yeah, oh, and then probably Harper Rowan. They need their rubber match. That thing is red hot.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's as hot as his beard. As red hot as that fucking thing.
Jinder Orton rematch.
Yeah, that's already set. So,
or is it?
Yeah, they'll get
because
six matches.
On Raw, they said it was the July 13th or June 13th episode of SmackDown. Then on SmackDown, they said it was that Backlash. And now, Jinder Mahal tweets out after SmackDown that it's back on June 13th. So, like, when the fuck is this match?
I don't know. This guy's got phone issues over here. What's going on with you?
Sounds like a dog is eating your phone.
Yeah, shit.
I don't think he can hear us.
No.
So, Jim.
Oh,
AJ Styles and Nakamura against Ziggler and Owens.
Yeah.
It was really
cool to
nothing.
See Nakamura and Styles on a team, but it wasn't,
Yeah, it was nothing to write home about. All I could think about was back in the opening segment when Dolph Ziggler called Owens brother. That's all I could think of. It was burned in my head.
Did you guys see, speaking of Nakamura, did you guys see some of the advertising for SummerSlam had Nakamura versus John Cena?
Really?
Yep. That would be awesome.
I agree with you there, and I think Jim is going to just take a steaming pile of shit on it. Aren't you, Jim?
No. I won't shit on that.
When was the last time John Cena had a bad match? I don't know. I think last time we talked. The guy just hasn't had a bad match in a long time. I think we need to stop giving him such shit for being a bad worker, considering the guy never had to get better. I mean, look at Hogan. He just always rested on leg drop, eye poke, punch. Cena's out here trying to do shit to impress the IWC, and everybody still says he only has 5 moves.
Yeah, he's not bad. But I mean, him and Nakamura will be a good match, and it's kind of cool. He's like the guy in WWE, so no, I'm good with that. I think that'll be... as long as Nakamura really goes over.
And match against Cena, they probably give Nakamura a lot more leeway to work a different style, or not so much like a stronger style, but, just a little bit more of an upbeat, maybe get more shit in kind of deal,
Yeah.
Well, the thing about Nakamura is everybody remembers him as this amazing worker in Japan. He was never known for high work rate. He was known for being the most charismatic guy on a very uncharismatic promotion.
Yeah, but he'd just have, those 2 or 3 really good matches a year.
Yeah, and that's what Cena does. And that's what, and really, they need to build Nakamura versus AJ Styles for WrestleMania 34. They won't, but man, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing, because that match at Wrestle Kingdom was so good.
It was.
You think they can get to that level in a WWE ring? I mean, it'd be something.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
The proof is that Cena and Styles did it at Royal Rumble. Yeah. I mean, it had too many finishers for my liking, but that was as good of a WWE match as you're going to get. And if you just give them, 10 to 15 minutes or, 15 minutes, you're going to get a great match out of them.
Right.
In a WWE ring.
Fair enough. No Orton on the show. I thought that was kind of weird.
But his tour bus was there, apparently. When Jinder Mahal was coming into the building, they had to pass by Randy Orton's tour bus. I don't know if it said Randy Orton's tour bus on it or something, but that was something I seen on the internet.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it feels like to me like you'd use the guy on the show. You'd keep it hot. You'd keep it going. I don't know.
He won't show his face.
Yeah, I guess not.
Why did he come out and interrupt the celebration? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And NXT this week was really nothing. Just the debut of Velveteen Dream. Well,
the re-debut. It's the exact same character he did a couple months ago.
But. Yeah, it's stupid. I don't like it. I don't like that guy. I don't like Patrick Clark. He's...
I liked him in Tough Enough, but I don't like where this has been going.
It's whatever. It's not going to get over. It's just, it's a Fandango, Adam Rose level fucking gimmick. So I wouldn't even bother with that kind of shit. Like, your best bet is to become a jobber, I guess. I don't know. Aleister Black beat Curt Hawkins from NXT Chicago as well.
Yeah, and that was they had a match on main event too the week before.
Yeah. They need to move. I don't know. How long are they going to screw around with that guy at the bottom of the card? Like, well, not the bottom of the card, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just taking on jobbers and shit. Like, he's fucking great, man. Get him up there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to have a feud with the champ. I think he'll be the guy that eventually takes it off Rude.
I hope he is. I really hope he is.
I can see him putting it on McIntyre, dude. I think that's next, isn't it? Or is it coming? Yeah.
I forgot about Drew McIntyre.
I could see McIntyre and fucking Rude next. But to me, Black is great, man. He doesn't need to say anything. See, that's it. Again, he hasn't said a fucking word. He maybe in some like promos, he'll do some talking over top. But, you know, a guy like that, he can't come on Raw and like walk out and stand in the middle of the ring with a mic and I'm going to kick your ass. It's like fucking stupid, you know? Will they keep that mystique about him? He needs that. He needs to be the fucking weirdo who comes out. His entrance is great, the way they prop him up, you know, and he fucking steps off that thing. It looks awesome. The song is awesome. The, like, fucking, the yoga pose fucking in the ring, it's all fucking awesome. Even his nameplate. Even how his nameplate is, like, fucked up satanic symbols, and then they, like, fucking morph into Aleister Black. It's awesome. And
his Tron video, because they were using the SmackDown set, so they got these great big fucking screens. All the candles and shit. It looks so fucking cool.
All I could think of that was, like, I can't wait for, like, a special Aleister Black WrestleMania entrance, right?
Oh, goddamn, have a coffin come out or something.
He's not going to do shit like that anyway.
That'd be badass.
Last year didn't really have any. I mean, well, fucking, of course, Triple H had one. But whatever happened to, like, every match having a fancy one? Maybe not every match, but, you know. That year they did, like, a special Sting. They did, like, Sting had a special one. Wyatt had a special one.
Rusev came out in a tank.
Yeah, Rusev came out in a fucking tank. I mean, that shit was cool. To me, like, you gotta kick it up at the entrances, honestly. At least
I think the ramp was too big.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Completely.
Yeah, the ramp was probably too big for something like that.
I mean, unless they consider, like, Randy Orton trying to race a sperm down to the ring as a special entrance.
All right, guys, I got to bounce. So,
all right, man.
Check me out at Fully Loaded Pro on Twitter, Facebook, Fully Loaded Wrestling, all that fun stuff. Check us out on YouTube every Monday. Don't watch Raw, watch us. 8 o'clock Central.
I condone this note.
There you go. Hey, man, thanks for taking it. We'll be doing pay-per-view take two, WCW Uncensored 2000 soon together. So,
yes, we will. That's awesome. An abortion of a show.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah,
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Yappapai strap match.
So, Jim, should we get into the World Cup of Pro Wrestling?
I don't know, we could do that quick here. I watched most of this show.
The reason why not to do Hard Drugs, reason number 436?
What's that?
Rene Dupree. God damn, that guy looks haggard. Dude, a guy that's 26 years old. Or 36. 36.
Yeah, I thought he was.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get into matches, like, I'm sure mats are expensive, right? How the fuck does it look low rent when your mat is all taped up, dude?
Oh, I know.
You can't get a fucking decent mat, like...
I think that's the blame on probably Smash.
Yeah, it sucks. And that ring seemed really small, too.
Yeah, it wasn't a very nice look, that's for sure. My question is, why do these, like, why does the New Japan shows and these What Culture shows start with, like, that 10-minute long revolving picture? Why can't you cut that off? Yeah, but, like, even on the YouTube version now, it's still there. It's like, why don't you just cut that fucking shit off?
Yeah, it's really dumb. I don't know. Because they'd probably just do it because New Japan does it.
Probably, yeah.
Just fucking British marks. But I do like even the promos before the match are New Japan-esque, aren't they?
Yeah, they kind of are, because they're kind of telling a real-life story.
But I like them, actually, man.
I do, too. What did you think of Frankie the Mobster?
I think he's awesome.
I do, too. I thought that whole entrance, all I could think of in my head was, if I was a kid, I'd be frightened to death of him.
Yeah, I thought he was great, man. I liked him, actually.
Yeah.
Before that, we had, Michael Elgin defeats Rene Dupree by DQ. Like, what? Yeah, would he not lay down, or what was the deal? What's going on? Why can't Michael Elgin beat Rene Dupree?
It makes no sense to me at all.
We thought that Mexico show, I really fucking liked it from these guys. And this show?
Not so much.
I have a lot of problems with this show, dude.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. The ref work was abysmal.
Well, Jimmy Corderas was doing some of the reffing.
Yeah, but he looked like an idiot because the inconsistencies. Like, you take the DQ in this match. Well, okay, in the next match, Harry Smith grabs the fucking ref by the hair and pulls him away, kicks the guy in the nuts and pins him. It's like, well, why the fuck didn't Harry Smith get disqualified? This makes no sense.
Yeah, I'll propose another question to you. Why does Harry Smith come out as the face and then work heel?
Yeah, like, come on. Like, this is fucking weird. He
all around the ring and then starts working heel. Is it because the crowd was shitting on him?
I don't know. Maybe.
I've always heard people like, why is Davey Boy Smith Jr. not in the WWE? Fuck, watch this. I don't know. I don't like that. Not much for me. I thought his promo sucked.
Yeah, I agree.
Frankie the Mobster, however, this is the first I've seen this guy.
Me too.
His promo beforehand was fucking epic, dude. Yeah,
I agree. This and guy... And he comes
out with a crazy mask and horns. He looked like fucking the devil, dude.
And then he fucking just takes the face off of the mask and he's still got the horns. It's like, dude, this guy's got everything.
Yeah. He looks like an old school fucking wrestler, like back when wrestlers looked badass.
Yeah.
You know, like the opposite of Finn Balor.
I agree. I even liked at after the entrance, the blood pouring out of his mouth. Like, everything just spoke to me.
Yeah, I dug it. I mean, he's older. I think he said he's like 36 or something, or whatever. Why isn't this guy fucking signed somewhere, dude?
I know
he's great.
I think
he's muscular as fuck.
Yeah, he's in CZW, so that could be his little thing. Where it's just like,
he is in CZW, isn't he?
Yeah, so it's just like, well, maybe that's probably what's holding them back. Because there's a lot of baggage that comes to being in CZW. Like, I'm shocked Dean Ambrose has gotten as far as he did.
Yeah, that's true. But I dig that guy. I thought it was cool. But yeah, as you said, Smith grabs the fucking ref, throws him off into the corner, low blows him, and then the commentator's like, oh, the ref didn't see the low blow. And he 1-2-3 freaking wins. I don't understand.
I also had problems with the commentary. I didn't like it at all.
Really? I liked some of it.
There was bits and pieces, but there were some times where the overzealous one just got on my nerves.
Like, where they talk about, later on, they're talking about Corderas reffing the match, and he's like, he's the guy with the most Twitter followers in the ring. Like, that was pretty awesome.
I agree with you there.
But we got Speedball Mike Bailey. If you don't know this guy, he's the guy that Naomi stole those rapid-fire kicks from that she does really poorly.
Dude, that guy's quick as fuck. He just needs some shoes.
Is he a little fucking... He just seems fruity to me, dude. Like, what? Dude, he's like all smiley and he just looks like a, I mean, holy fuck, dude. I know I talk about how Balor looks like a twink. This guy looks like a, if you looked up twink in the dictionary, it'd be like Speedball Mike Bailey's face next to it. I know I'm going to be at an indie show and this guy's going to fucking find me and like ninja kick my head off.
Yeah, you will. Like, now, like, there's, I have Mike Bailey. I think he's a great wrestler.
Yeah.
Personality wise, there's nothing there. But
super small. He's like more face than any wrestler I've ever seen in my entire life.
He is whiter meat baby face is what he is.
It's like the other white meat baby face.
Albino meat. Albino meat baby face.
We need to do one of those like fucking old, maybe you don't know that line from up there, but in America there was this line of pork that used to be the slogan, like pork, the other white meat.
Yeah, no, we had that too. We had that too.
Needs to be a picture of Speedball Mike Bailey with the other white meat, dude. The other white meat baby face.
Yes.
Oh, see if great. That's doable. Fucking picture, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
That was really good, though.
I did too. I liked the hell out of this match.
And Brent Money Banks, that guy's good too. I really like this.
Yeah, like that kip up he did, that Matrix style kip up.
Dude, that was fucking really cool, right?
That was amazing.
I've put my notes before, but I was like, God damn. That was really cool, dude. The shooting star knee drop is a cool move.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
And this match was like the most over. The crowd was like dueling chants on the beginning of this forever.
Yeah. And I would imagine these guys are frequently in front of this crowd.
I imagine so. Yes, Mike Bailey wins this. Yeah, Tyson Dukes and Zack Sabre Jr. He lost to Jack Sabre Jr. in the first round of the Cruiser Classic. That's why I was reading my notes.
There's Kyle O'Reilly and Tyson Dukes or whatever.
Not much of Kyle O'Reilly.
I mean, well, you look at Kyle O'Reilly. What Kyle O'Reilly is doing is biding his time until WWE will hire him.
Will they?
That's the whole deal. There's been this whole lawsuit going on between ROH and WWE because of like contract tampering or something like that, or claims of it. So like that's why Adam Cole's in limbo. That's why Kyle O'Reilly's in limbo. Apparently Donovan Dajak and Bobby Fish. You know what I mean? Like there's
all
these four
guys.
Yeah, like there's supposed to be, apparently the dust needs to settle before the WWE hires them.
Ah, there you go. Other than this, you had the WCPW Internet title match. This was Zack Sabre Jr.
Versus
Gabriel Kidd. I guess they told the story that he was 0-26 before he beat Cody Rhodes to win the belt. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't. I didn't catch that.
I caught that from the commentary.
So they're doing their own Jinder Mahal.
They have this match, dude, that went on. It seemed like a lifetime, dude.
Yeah.
And it just went on forever. And they did, like, every fucking spot you could think of. It was really kind of a slow... Well, I guess we got Sabre. You know, it's like a slow wrestly type of match at times. And then it ends in a roll-up after, like, a half hour of wrestling, you know?
Yeah.
I just was confused by that.
The match became just like background filler for me for the best part of it, to be completely honest with you. Because like you take that fucking, you know, like after the Mike Bailey Brent Banks match, I was kind of like tired. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, I need to go for a smoke or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
holy
like,
shit. I heard a bird in the background.
Yeah, dude, I can hear this fucking magpies. They're just fucking, they're savage.
Savages. And in the second round of the matches, Elgin defeated Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Yeah, which was, I mean, I wasn't into the match.
Harry Davey Boy Smith Jr., I think that's a better gimmick for him. Just like have a bunch of fake like body hair and shit, and he'll be Harry Davey Boy Smith Jr. I'm insane. No, I'm bizarre. Isn't that what he says?
Bizarre.
I'm bizarre. Fucking. And Mike Bailey defeats Kyle O'Reilly. So
yeah.
Then they had Joe Hendry, the champion, defeated El Ligero.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty smart how they mix in their shit with these qualifiers. I don't know. I expected more out of this show. You know, like Mexico one was awesome.
Yeah,
and this one was.
It's almost as if like the talent wasn't really there.
Oh, you know, and one other too. I don't want to fucking miss out on saying we were criticizing which match went like all over the fucking place. Elgin and Smith, yeah. Elgin and Smith, they brawl into the crowd to the bar, and the ref is there, like behind them. Followed them out to the bar. Like, why aren't you in the ring fucking counting this?
That's true. That's true.
Smith uses a chair, like, in front of the ref, like, outside by a bar. I'm like, this is... There's so many questionable things in this, I just don't understand.
I agree. The show itself didn't seem well put together.
I know Crash, like, helped out with this. Like, did they go over there? You know, like, did they fly over and make sure shit was the way they wanted? Or did they, like... Hey, tell Crash what to do, and then Crash did it. I don't know.
Smash.
Sorry.
Yeah. The Crash helped out with the Mexico show, so you're not okay. You're not just throwing shit out there.
Okay. Well, I get high a lot. So.
I do too. That reminds me, I've got a half a joint here. It's time to spark that sucker up.
Oh. We're almost done here. I want a pretty tight deadline today.
Okay. Well, just remember, we've got a question.
Oh, yeah, and a voicemail, which would have been good to play. So go ahead and do those, man. Do those.
Okay, so let's start with a question.
What's up, guys? Viva Luxati here at 3:32 a.m. in the morning outside my house in the rain. I've just finished work where I dealt with drunk bitches and cock jockeys all night. I'm a security guard or a bouncer in your terms. Anyway, this year is going fast, and coming up soon, we have the IWGP United States Championship Tournament. And I'm curious, what do you guys think of the belt? Because I freaking don't like it. I think it looks ugly. It makes the belt look like a roll-up, and roll-ups are things I like to eat. It's not exactly something I'm going to look at and think it's sexy like the old big gold belt, where I would do a Brad Maddox to that thing, but I wouldn't do it to this one. Anyway, essentially where this question is going off to is, who do you think is going to be the first IWGP United States champion? Not including Kenny Omega, because I don't think he's going to get the belt. Because if he does, then it's just kind of going to give away who's going to finally win the rematch, blah, 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 blah. If he's got the belt, I doubt that he's going to get the world title. So I'm going to go inside so Subs feels like I'm being pissed on and go to bed. It is now currently 3:48 in the morning, and my original ending to this involved a bad word that Jim doesn't want in his podcast, so you can only imagine what it is considering this is Suplex Motherfucking City Limits. Peace out, bitches. I'm going to sleep.
Okay, so Jim, what's your take on the U.S. title belt?
I like it. I think it's all right for a red belt.
I do too. I mean, I think it's really
I like
fancy.
The plates. I don't know about the red belt. I'll give you that. That is weird.
Yeah.
But I like the plates on it and shit.
Yeah.
And, looks good.
How about winner?
I mean, who's even in there? I don't even know who's all in the pool for me to choose from.
I wouldn't think it's too far-fetched for Kenny Omega to win that match. And win that title, I mean, because I don't think they're going to put all their you know, eggs in a basket with Kenny Omega when he's only signing 1-year deals.
Yeah.
So.
And he's North American.
Yeah, so yeah. I think that he will probably win that U.S. title. And it's either him or Cody Rhodes, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, you feel like it's got to be an American, right?
Yeah, I who's really
gonna,
do.
Who's going to take that belt? You know, I'd almost go with a guy like Rhodes or somebody who's going to take the belt all over the place to the Indies.
Yeah. Or.
As long as they're going to win, I guess.
Or Suzuki.
I don't want Cody Rhodes putting over, you know, some fucking redneck asshole who owns a fucking indie company's son or something.
No, that's true. No. Suzuki, though. If Suzuki won it and just fucking was a dick with it, that'd be great.
Yeah, there you go. So, thanks for sending the question, but yeah, let's hear from that guy. He's a good dude. You can also send us voicemails or questions, impressions, make us laugh, whatever, man. Send all that shit. SuplexCityLimits@gmail.com. And we just might play them on the air.
We will play unless you have questionable language that Jim doesn't care for. So,
well, you could about imagine what I mean. You listen to this show, all of you do. We say everything on this show except for probably a couple words, so you could probably figure it out.
And some maybe make it through the cracks. So,
yeah, well, something happened. So, it sucks we didn't get to play the voicemail before Rando left. I know we announced that Rando was coming on the show. And then we got a quick voicemail in that said, you know, it was for the show. So I don't know. What do we got? The other one?
The voicemail you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. Here we go.
Ring-a-ding-ding, motherfuckers. Guess who? You know what? You already know who. It's me, Vinny Ruin. Guess what? I've upgraded. I'm on another level now, bro. I've hacked into the Matrix, bro, with the help from the Russians, and now I don't even need you assholes to say my name 3 times before I can pop in on your show, bro. That's how it is. So I'm popping in right now to talk about how, you know, I used to admire, bro, when I got into the podcast, wrestling podcast game, bro, there were real guys who would do it real on the level, bro. Guys like Sam Roberts or a Peter Rosenberg, bro. These guys are legitimate. Not like you assholes. Not like this Jim Vicious here who wastes his time on Facebook talking about who was the first hardcore metal band in North Dakota, bro. Like, who gives a flying shit about North Dakota, bro? Yeah. That snow that comes He's from the sky, Facebook. That's the Lord above jizzing all over your stupid fucking state that nobody cares about, bro. Metal bands, the hardest bands, the best everything comes from New York, bro. You know where's a place where nothing good ever came, bro? Canada. You know who else is from Canada? Tyler fucking Fudge, bro. That walking venereal disease, his syphilis is going to reappear, bro. You know, I don't care what the science says, bro. I believe in the Bible, bro. And once you lay down with another woman without protection, bro, that syphilis is gonna come back like luggage. It sticks with you forever, bro. It's like herpes. I don't care what you say. It ain't going anywhere or away anytime soon. Now, the reason that I felt the need to intervene on this show this time, bro, because I heard that you're having Randy frickin' Beam Brome Broheim back on your show, bro. Now, you cut that weak fish from the line, you bring him back like a crutch. All the time you bring him back. It's like, why? He's just going to bring your show down farther levels than it was before, bro. You're never going to reach the Peter Rosenberg, Sam Roberts level if you keep bringing jagoffs like Randy Beam on the show, bro. So I've been doing some sleuthing. I looked. I prepared for this. I went to his Facebook page. Look what this jagoff is doing now. He cut his freaking beard off, bro. How many times on your show did I tell you that facial hair, body hair, every hair is the key to manliness and getting over, bro? And this asshole cuts his freaking beard off. A beard that Bray Wyatt would look at and say, I really want that beard for my gimmick, bro. It would help me get over Jinder Mahal. He cuts it off. He cuts it off. And then now I look here. He's playing video games online, bro, and he's putting them on YouTube doing Let's Plays. I would rather stab myself in the face with a fucking spike bat given to me by Mick Foley, who I made in the Attitude Era big star. I would rather ram my face into that than watch Randy Beam play Drive Club VR, bro. I don't know what you guys are doing. It's a waste of time. You criticize booking. You talk about things. You've never been in the business, bro, and you constantly do these things. I don't care. Every time I feel you get a little uppity and need to be slapped down a peg, bro, I'm going to appear on your show, and like I said, I don't need you to say my name 3 times. This is Vinny Russo saying, fuck you assholes, fuck you Jim, fuck you Fudge, fuck you Randy Beam, I'm out.
I so wish Randy was here right now. Oh,
we went to throw to it and fuck.
Oh, god damn, that would have been amazing. Podcast. Oh,
Oh, dude, those fucking voice, like the shit that Vinny Rue sends us, or oh my god, it's the funniest shit.
It is. It is.
We should really make a compilation of all of the Vinny Rue stuff.
Oh Jesus Christ, that would be so hard.
We got his first two like call-ins on our YouTube page. Check that out.
There you go. We need somebody to skim through them all and get them.
Yeah, that's like we underutilize YouTube. You know, I don't know how to fuck with it. I don't really want to fuck with it.
So yeah, if you're good with YouTube, and you're looking for an unpaid job,
get all the Vinny Rue stuff together. Get episode 100 is like he calls in, and that's amazing. He leaves a voicemail while he's driving. It's amazing. So we got that. Pretty much covered the week. Was there anything else we needed to touch on this week?
Really, really don't think so.
Good. We think we fucking hit everything up. I don't know. Was it this week that CM Punk and Johnny Bananas went like fucking face to face on the challenge? That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Good to see. You can always check out our Facebook page. Facebook.com/SuplexCityLimits. And under the albums, you can check out our Hall of Fame and put somebody in there new every week. We're like 107-8 members, something like that. So check that out. Throw us a like on your way out. What else we got? Anything else to promote? What's going on in the Federation?
Let me see. Gotta think now. The last episode was TNA Pay-Per-View 55. The next one will be I don't know how I'm going to do it because it's probably going to be good wrestling, but it's almost 5 hours long. It's ROH Death Before Dishonor 2003 with like 15 matches.
Oh God!
Yeah, but I mean there's some gems that should come from there. So check it out. That'll be out next week.
AuntMoFudge.com, iTunes, everywhere else. Podcasts are found. You can also pick up Federation t-shirts at WhatAManeuver.
Yes, sir.
.net.
Net. What is the difference between .net and .com anyways?
Nothing. Just a different fucking one to use.
Fair enough.
And also, Pro Wrestling Tees for Suplex City Limits shirts. Buying shirts gets you a shout-out on the show as well. So, I decided not to do, you know, like the call, you know, like Bruce Pritchard will call people, and it turns out I've heard back that me calling people makes them not want to buy a shirt, so size 4X, so but time to slim down, fatty. It's your buddy Jim Vicious. Shout outs to our friends, Wrestling Soup, Satpod, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznit, Talking About Podcasts, Out of the Van, Bam Jam Podcast. It's a new one. A friend of mine actually started it up, so give them a shout. They're just getting started. They review, what is it, book, audio, and then movie. That's how they go. So they review all kinds of things, talk about things, so that's pretty cool. Check them out. Fully Loaded Wrestling, as Jared so beautifully put into everything already. He already plugged the shit out of it.
He really did.
Weekly YouTube show on YouTube. Oh, and Fight TV app. So check that shit out. Leave us voicemails. And questions. That's it. Questions. Whatever.
We're still looking for great impressions. And we're also trying to find Tyler Fudge a wife.
Yeah, man. Operation Get Tyler Fudge a Wife.
Yeah. Or pictures of titties. Remember, people are supposed to be sending me pictures of titties, but
if we can find some good female contestants,
yes,
maybe we'll do. We'll do a fucking old school match game on the show. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be great. Amazing.
We just need three women for it. So
three.
If you
want to
sign
women
up for that? Hit us up on Twitter. I guess they'd have to be around your part of the country, huh?
Well, I mean,
I met Mrs. Vicious online. You can meet somebody online
for this whole thing here. I'll take
Canada only.
No. We'll take the whole world for this. For I'll do it for the show.
Just to see, like, if there's. Well, I mean, but the whole goal is to win a date. I mean, How are you not going to, like, take some girl on a date if she lives in fucking Zimbabwe or something?
I mean, I'm pretty sure she's probably better off. Because, I mean, like Vince Russo said, I'm a walking venereal disease, right? So
I like the idea of, yeah, a match game.
I think it would be great.
Three potential fucking ladies. I think that'd be great.
It's probably easier to do that than get just random tits sent to your email, so.
Maybe. I mean, I don't feel like you've done a lot of groundwork that would, you know.
Now, make okay. Women be- well, Jim, let me ask you this. How does one properly go about doing groundwork like that without looking like the perviest of pervs?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Do like, I just go on Twitter and just DM every fucking chick on Twitter?
I mean, I don't know how many women really listen to the show. We don't get any kind of information like that. I mean, I know there's some, but I don't know. I guess there used to be some. I don't know if there are any more. They're probably disgusted by your filthy fucking mouth.
That's true. But, okay, well, we'll extend the olive branch, per se, and have, let's say, if you're a male listener and you have a female friend that you maybe just don't like very much and you'd like your to sister. See her just get her comeuppance.
Jesus. This has spiraled out of control.
Yeah, I might have jumped the shark.
And I guess, yeah, once again, Washa Raja Car Wash. It's like a regular car wash, but on steroids. So
Raja Raja. Check.
Washa Raja. Like regular car wash on steroids.
Washa Raja.
Yeah. The Singh Brothers fucking dry your car off.
Yeah, they did a little dance.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, that's gonna do it. I think that's enough. I think we've done enough damage for 1 week, man.
I think so.
So thank you to Rando Commando and Jared for hanging out with us. And if you figure out Rando's Twitter, you can follow him. You plug his own Twitter, right? And we'll be back next week preview another pay-per-view, I think, huh? God Extreme
damn,
Rules.
Yeah.
Previewing Extreme Rules next week.
Fuck me.
I know that, you know, New Japan, they've had a bunch of the, like, bullshit house show stuff. I'm not watching a single camera, no commentary. You know, I just don't care that much.
No, I agree.
It's too much to sit and watch that, so. But the finale is coming up here in June 2nd, so that we'll definitely be covering, because that's going to have sure. English commentary. And, yeah, that's going to be the tits. Liger's like 0-4 or something right now.
Yeah, so. I think it's. I don't think he can win now. I think it's completely shot.
Liger song.
Yep, that won't be getting played at the finale. So, save my man tears.
There you go. All right. Well, I think it's gonna do it. We'll be back next week.
We got one last thing to say for this going to be on next week as well.
Oh, okay.
John around.
Oh, dude, the return. We'll be covering that next week.
Yes.
We will?
Yes, we will.
Glorious. That's awesome, dude. I'm like, yeah, stoked for that. What is this? It's an all-night-long match, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. God, it's been so long, Jim.
I know they're going to have some kind of a good recap to bring me back in what's going on.
A good 5-minute video.
It's been forever since we figured out where we are. So, you know they will. They'll do it good.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to Lucha. I've been missing it, so we'll talk Lucha Underground too. And yeah, I think we're good here. Huh?
I think so.
Well, as always, until next week, may you get all of the dick and/or pussy that you desire, and remember, a winner is you.